Hey everyone, what's going on? Welcome to the Lineup Logic Podcast for Saturday, January 21st, 2017. I am Josh Fernandez, and you may remember me from a few episodes with your normal host, Sean Kane. Today, Sean is doing daddy duty, so I'm going to step in, do this baby solo. I appreciate Sean giving me the opportunity to talk to you guys, give you some perspectives on the main slate for today. As you all know, there are two games going on prior to 7 p.m. Eastern time. That's Portland at Boston and Washington at Detroit. So again, this podcast is only going to be focusing on the main slate, which again kicks off at 7 p.m. Eastern. So if you're looking for information on those two games, you know, go ahead, do your own research. Just know we won't be covering them in this episode. All right, so just a quick look at Vegas lines. We've got Brooklyn at Charlotte and Phoenix at New York standing out big time. They've got the highest over-unders of the slate, currently at 220. The spread favors Charlotte by 12 points. Whereas New York's given 5.5. So just note that the Hornets and Nets bench players could get some extra run if the game gets out of hand. Of course, you know, we should all remember the rule of thumb. Don't be too scared off by, a blowout, because in order for a blowout to happen, somebody has to score all those points. So, you know, you got to consider the blowout. It's definitely something to process as you go through your construction of your lineup. Just don't necessarily run away from a big spread, especially if the game is as high scoring, you know, as these are. So keep that in mind. Houston at Memphis also really interests me. I love that 1 point spread in 216 over under. It's really worth noting too that Memphis is going to see a big bump in pace of play. So guys like Zach Randolph and Mike Conley and even Tony Allen, they could see more production than normal. So again, that Houston and Memphis game, with the tight spread, the high projected total of 216, and the increased pace for Memphis Grizzlies players, really bodes well for fantasy production. Speaking of pace of play, Charlotte is going to see a nice bump. We all know that Brooklyn plays at a blistering pace, so Hornets players should garner several more possessions, and you know that bodes well for everyone on the Hornets, especially the primary ball handlers. You could make an argument for pretty much anybody on the Hornets side of the ball, maybe even some Nets players, so don't be scared to throw out some game stacks for this matchup. All right, so enough of the matchups. That's not what you're here for. Let's look at some options position by position. As always, we're looking for a stud, mid-range, and a value play at each position. Of course, you know, if there's a toss-up between the two, I'll note it. The idea here, though, is that we form a core of players and then, you know, build a team from that core at the end. So, just note prior to getting into our studs, that potential team, you could use it or you can tweak it. You can alter it to fit your own preferences, observations, biases, whatever. The bottom line is that we form a core and then we build from that core. Okay. So let's just start with our studs. Just to be clear, these are guys over 9,000 FanDuel dollars. And if there's none at a given position, we'll just talk about who looks to be the best player of the slate at that given position. All right, so speaking of no players available over 9K, let's start with our point guards. We have no players over 9K. In fact, we only have one player over 8K, and that's Eric Bledsoe at 8,300. Bledsoe's a nice play. But we're going to start things off with a player whose matchup was just discussed is far better of a matchup, and that's Kemba Walker. All right, so Kemba, he's priced reasonably. He's 7,900, and again, he's at home and he's facing the Nets. The Nets have been among the worst against opposing point guards during the past month. So considering this, along with the aforementioned outstanding team total and pace and the likelihood that, you know, he'll be among the top 5 to 10 players in usage for the whole slate, I think it's clear that Kemba should have a great outing. You know, he's coming off an outing against Toronto where he put up 46.8 FanDuel points in 28 minutes, and he's averaging 35 minutes per game in the month of January. You know, there's more signs that point to him being a no-brainer. I'll spare you that. The bottom line is Kemba Walker is just an outstanding play, and I'm surely going to be using him tonight. All right, moving on to shooting guard. Your two options are Giannis Antetokounmpo. Did I say that right? I still can't say it, and I hear it like every other day. Giannis, alphabet soup, whatever. Your two options are Giannis and James Harden, right? Giannis or Harden. I'm just going to come out and say that neither player is super attractive to me tonight, all right? You know, I know that I mentioned before that the Memphis and Houston game itself is attractive to me, but Harden, I'm just not feeling too great about him. You know, both of them have decent matchups based on DVP. They're both incredibly expensive, however. And I think that there's some solid value at the shooting guard position. So, yeah, two clearly outstanding players, you know, viable options every single night. I mean, hell, you know, Harden has 3 games over 60 FanDuel points in his last 10. Giannis has none, but, you know, a bunch of outstanding performances over 40, 50 FanDuel points. I'm just going to abstain from using either because I'm just more comfortable paying down at shooting guard. But if you put a gun to my head, I'd go with James Harden. You know, as I mentioned in the open, the matchup is good. I like him to return 50 points or so. But, you know, given that salary, I want him to give me 65 points, 70 points maybe. And I just don't think that 50 points is worth our while for James Harden. So, gun to my head, Harden, but I'm going to most likely not roster him. All right, small forward. We've got LeBron, Jimmy Butler, Kawhi Leonard. These are our 3 options there at small forward for the elite studs over 9K. I'm going to go back to the well tonight and use Jimmy Butler. I know I'm not the only one among FanDuel players that used Jimmy last night. You know, I think most tournaments saw him 20% plus owned, and we were underwhelmed to say the least. The Bulls just couldn't get anything going against Atlanta. Jimmy put up 21 FanDuel points and a goose egg, 0, right? In the first quarter. That's not helping anybody, at all, except the people that didn't roster him. But I'm confident he's going to rebound tonight against Sacramento. You know, the Kings aren't particularly fearsome against small forward. They're just a middle-of-the-road team against that position. Now, when it comes to point guards, they're horrific. And Jimmy does function as a distributor at times. He brings the ball down the court. He'll serve as the primary ball handler a lot of the time. So maybe this rubs off on him and he benefits from that circumstance. I can see him surpassing 50 FanDuel points. You know, that's over 5x value. And I think there'll be some depressed ownership there, you know, considering people have recency bias and will feel afraid to roster Jimmy after last night's debacle. So roll him out there. Jimmy Butler, ladies and gentlemen. All right, power forward. Power forward, Nikola Jokic, I mean, he's had a meteoric rise over the last month. It's crazy to think that, you know, we were rostering him at 6K, 5,900 just a month ago, like mid-December. And he's just been killing it every single night. So it's no surprise that he's skyrocketed up $4,000 since then. He's got 3 straight games over 50 FanDuel points. He's got a solid matchup with the Clippers. The Clippers, solid matchup. They're the best defensive team in the league, right? No, forget about that, okay? The Clippers are missing Blake Griffin. They're missing Chris Paul. And also, you know, against power forwards are just middle of the road. So ignore what you think about the Clippers and, you know, as far as their defensive prowess. You know, I'm not saying they're terrible, but there's nothing to be scared of, you know, DVP-wise when it comes to Jokic. So, look, you know, $9,900 salary, I think it's worth trotting him out there. I think Denver's doing everything it can to showcase him as the trade deadline approaches. You know, there's rumors that he could be shipped out of town. There's no reason why he doesn't receive tons of usage again and sees his minutes well into the 30s. So roll out Nikola Jokic. And last but not least, center for the elites. We're looking at Boogie Cousins and DeAndre Jordan at center. I'm going to go with DeAndre. $9,100 facing Denver. You know, as I said, Blake Griffin and Chris Paul are out, so DeAndre's kind of become more of a focal point on the offensive side of things, you know, scoring the basketball. His last three games, he's surpassed 50 FanDuel points. I think he's going to continue that trend again tonight in Denver. You know, we all know he's a threat to go 20-20 any single game. You know, and with a few extra peripheral stats to boot tonight, you know, I think it's likely that he approaches 5X. So I feel really comfortable using DeAndre Jordan against the Denver Nuggets tonight. Right, so those are our studs for tonight's slate. Let's take a look at the mid-range players. All right, this is a big range. We're looking at a range of 5K to 8,900. That's a big gap. But, you know, as many of us know, DFS players know, when it comes to NBA, on any given night, a $5,500 option could be just as attractive as an $8,500 option. So, you know, it's all contextual. You know, open your mind up to different possibilities when you look at players in this range. All right, let's dive in. So, point guard, you know, obviously Kemba Walker fits this bill based on salary, but he's our stud point guard given the absence of any 9K plus players there. We're going to exclude him from this circumstance and find somebody else. No worries, right? It's an easy choice for me. I think it's going to be Mike Conley as the mid-range point guard. There's a lot of viable options there. You know, you got Kyrie Irving, Eric Bledsoe, Austin Rivers, more and more and more. But I love Conley facing off against Houston. It's a very attractive matchup. You know, he has a recent trend of just pure consistency, returning, you know, more or less 40 FanDuel points each time out. You know, Houston's the 10th worst team against point guards over the last month. And I mentioned in the show opening that this game is going to be close and it's going to be high scoring. And in games like that, it just pays to pay attention to the primary ball handlers. And, you know, we know that's Mike Conley. So at 7,700, yeah, I like him to return 5X, you know, maybe even 6X. So I feel good about Mike Conley against Houston tonight. Moving right along to shooting guard. You know, I mentioned before that there's some nice options at shooting guard. You know, it's not super deep in that we're going to be getting players that are give us 50 points, but there's a bunch that can get us a solid 30 to 40 points, give or take. So if I'm going to offer somebody in that mid range, it's going to be Devin Booker. Now, I acknowledge that Nick Batum, Dion Waiters, you know, they have some good matchups. You know, Batum similarly priced to Booker. Waiters, obviously, at a lower price point. But I'm just really confident in Booker tonight among those choices. You know, he's been reliable as it gets this month. You know, he's regularly getting over 30 minutes, regularly getting, you know, 20-plus field goal attempts. New York, they're terrible against the shooting guard. And, you know, as I mentioned before, the spread is close. The slate is, over under, you know, this is a slate high over under of 220. So with that close spread, the high team total, I just love Booker at 6,500 to give just 6X, 7X value. I mean, if we're lucky, you know, here's my bold prediction. I got a bold prediction for you, okay? I think that Booker is going to outscore Giannis tonight. In fact, I think he could, could be pretty close to Harden. You know, like I said, I think Harden's good for 50. You know, I think Booker, he could surpass 40. And I don't see any reason why you wouldn't want to use him over either of those two guys. So I'm going to be rolling him out there without a doubt. All right, that's shooting guard. Let's go to small forward. There's a few guys that are really tempting in this position group, in this salary range. You know, guys like Robert Covington, Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, you know, Trevor Ariza, Danilo Gallinari, Wilson Chandler, you know, even Gordon Hayward. There's some tempting guys there, but I'm just not going to get cute here. I think that Carmelo Anthony is just the choice for this range at small forward. At 7,900, facing a Suns team that's just really poor against wings and plays at a fast pace, it's just pretty apparent to me that Melo's going to have a good outing. Last time out against the Wizards, he had 27 field goal attempts. I don't see him reaching 27 field goal attempts again, but I don't see a reason for him to doubt that he, you know, surpasses 18, 20 field goal attempts. I mean, he's going to take a lot of shots. And I'm just going to mention it again. This game is juicy. 220 over under. Close spread. I got to reiterate, you know, there are nice options at this position. But the thing is Melo is just primed to kill it tonight. You know, I could see him returning 5-6x value. I just don't see a reason why you need to get too cute here. So go with Melo. He's a solid option. Power forward, moving along to power forward. There's a lot of choices in the range, but I'm going to go with Zebo. Zach Randolph is facing Houston. They're a mess against the power forward position. I mean, just look at what Draymond did to them last night. He killed them. I don't have the number in front of you, but I'm pretty sure it was over 50 FanDuel points. Zebo's, he's not a minutes hog, but he's a usage hog. He just gives you great production. I mean, great fantasy point per minute production. This is going to be a high-scoring game, as you already know, and the DVP consideration is key. So I just like him to give us, you know, 35 or 40 FanDuel points. And at 5,900, 35 to 40 FanDuel points is, you know, approaching 7x value. So I like Randolph a lot, and, you know, I feel great about running him out there. If you're noticing a trend, you know, I'm picking on certain games. One of those games that I've been picking on is the Suns and Knicks game. I really like at center Tyson Chandler. Similarly priced to Zebo, he's 5,700. You just got to feel good about rolling him out there given the circumstances. You know, you've got a great Vegas line, you got solid recent production, solid DVP situation. He's one of the few lower mid-range centers who can give you 40-plus FanDuel points. But the thing is you got to keep in mind that 40 FanDuel points is like 7x value on that salary of 5,700. Now, he has surpassed 40 just once in the last month, but it was just this past Thursday against Cleveland. He's just regularly, however, you know, giving you that 30-ish FanDuel point return. But in this particular game, I like him, you know, to clean up the boards, get some blocks, you know, maybe give you like a dozen, 15 points. And that'll give us, you know, a solid 35, maybe if we're lucky, 40 FanDuel points. So roll out Tyson Chandler. All right, guys, bargain bin under 5K. This is where we're looking to get some salary relief, depending on the situation. You know, these guys can perform much like their more expensive counterparts. So just because they're low priced does not mean that they are worthless. So let's dive right in. At point guard, you know, this one is a no-brainer to me. You got to go with Raymond Felton. I don't see any reason why Felton gets anywhere under 30 minutes unless he gets hurt or it's just like woefully ineffective. We know that the Clippers are facing Denver. So that DVP situation is clearly advantageous to him. Denver is not the greatest defensive team. I just don't see it likely whatsoever that he gets under 30 minutes. And when he gets some serious run, which he will tonight, you know, he returns some good value. You know, as I mentioned before, DVP wise, Denver's the third worst team against opposing point guards over the last month. So I just don't see any reason why he doesn't return over 30 FanDuel points. I will acknowledge that he did get 18 FanDuel points against against Denver last time they faced each other, Clippers and Nuggets. But, you know, he's been performing well lately. And at 4,700, I just don't see how he doesn't return 6, 7X value. You know, only needs to get over 30 FanDuel points. So I feel solid about Raymond Felton. Actually, I feel more than solid about him. I feel great about him. So roll him out there. All right, shooting guard. If you want to pay down at shooting guard, you've got two clear choices. You got J.J. Redick or Garrett Temple. You know, given their solid minutes, roles, and usage, you know, I like them a lot. And I do, you know, think that they are viable options. However, I think a lot of people are going to be using them. And I want to then, you know, err on the side of ownership caution and look for a guy that might be a little less owned. So I'm going to go with Tony Allen. You know, I'm going to harken back to what I said earlier in the podcast. You know, this matchup is great. It's highly likely that Memphis is going to be playing at a much faster pace than normal. And when teams play at a faster pace, guys like Tony Allen that rely a lot on peripheral stats, they see an uptick in the collection of those stats. So, you know, at 4,600, he only needs 23 points to give you 5X value. He's actually done that 6 times over the past month and seems likely to do it again. Actually, to be even more clear, he's given you over 23 points 3 out of his last 4 games. So I just love the trend to continue against Houston, and I feel great about Tony Allen as a low-priced shooting guard option. Okay, moving on to small forward. One of my guys that I liked earlier in the season but kind of fell off as the weeks went on was Rodney Hood of the Utah Jazz. Well, we know that Rodney Hood went down, and some guys had to step in to make up that absence. One of those guys who's kind of stepped in and seen an uptick in minutes is Joe Ingles. You know, he's received a bigger role for the Jazz, and he's delivered, especially over the last 2 games. He's gotten well over 30 minutes and, you know, roughly like 25 FanDuel points in those 2 games. And at that salary, 3,700, which is 200 over the minimum, that's well over 6X value. You know, I just like him a lot tonight. You know, I like Gordon Hayward, and that might be a cheaper pivot off of Hayward. I think he's going to continue the trend and just give you, you know, a solid mid-20s return points, FanDuel points-wise. You know, with that increased role, Indiana's, you know, middling performance against wings. So you could feel good starting him in your lineup at again, 3,700. You know, and if he can get off for more than 30 points, I mean, that's just unreal value given his salary. You know, just the simple math there, guys, 37 FanDuel points at 3,700, that's 10X value. I'm not saying that Ingles is going to get 37 points, you know, but who knows? 30 points, forget about it. You know, you got to love it. All right, power forward. I'm going to go back to the well again. Last night I used Marvin Williams, and just like Jimmy Butler, he disappointed me, but in a different way. And the reason Marvin Williams disappointed me was because Charlotte absolutely dismantled Toronto, and Marvin only got 21 minutes. But in those 21 minutes, he put up 24.6 FanDuel points. You know, a lot of the guys down, you know, below 5K at the power forward position, they kind of blend in. They kind of blend in with each other. And I just think Marvin stands out. You know, I think he's going to get more than 21 minutes. I don't think that Charlotte is going to just absolutely dismantle the Nets. You know, I you know, they're obviously favored by, what is it, a dozen points. But, you know, they're playing in a back-to-back. I think that, you know, Brooklyn can keep it close, perhaps. And, you know, bottom line is I think Marvin Williams is going to get more than 21 minutes. So, you know, if he can give us 28 minutes, I feel pretty confident that he can surpass 30 FanDuel points. And at 4,900, that's 6X value. I feel good about him. Roll him out there. Let's do it. And last but not least is our bargain center. We all know about Joel Embiid. He's not going to be playing tonight. You know, they're still doing the 28-minute restriction. You're not playing in back-to-backs. So Jahlil Okafor, very attractive player. I think he's going to be, you know, somewhat heavily owned, I guess, relative to his peers in this salary range. So I'm going to go ahead and recommend Robin Lopez tonight. The Bulls, you know, they're taking on the Kings. Sacramento has just gotten worse against opposing centers as the year's gone on. In fact, over the last month, they're the fifth worst team in the NBA against that position. You know, Marvin Lopez, wow. Robin Lopez, I'm thinking about Marvin Williams still. Robin Lopez is 4,500. That's attractive salary, especially if you consider his role. You know, he's really reliable for minutes and usage. And he's just killing his salary the last six games. He's just getting well over 20 FanDuel points each time out. I like him to, you know, give you upper 20s, you know, 25 to 30 FanDuel points, which, again, you know, that's 6X value for a guy in that salary range. So, again, I like Okafor. And, I also like Cody Zeller, too. You know, I'm not going to really talk much about him, just a name to consider. Yeah, Marvin Williams, I think he's going to be, you know, the primary big man there in that matchup. But yeah, I digress. Robin Lopez, a.k.a. Marvin Lopez. Roll him out there as your cheap center. All right. So let's recap. We got our studs. We have Kemba Walker, perhaps, maybe, kind of, sort of, James Harden. We have Jimmy Butler, Nikola Jokic, and DeAndre Jordan. Our mid-range, we have Mike Conley, we have Devin Booker, Carmelo Anthony, Zach Randolph, and Tyson Chandler. And for our bargain players, at point guard, we have Raymond Felton, shooting guard, Tony Allen, small forward, James Ingles, and did I say James Ingles? Yes, I said James Ingles. Yes, I said James Ingles, right. Joe Ingles, sorry. And Marvin Williams and Robin Lopez. Okay. Where did James Ingles come from? I don't know. Anyways, what we're going to do now to wrap up the pod is we're going to make a team out of this core. Okay. Just to remind you about the process here. First of all, I don't do this ahead of time. I'm going to be doing this like as we speak, so I might sound like an idiot at times. And I apologize for that. But, you know, here's the thing. If I pick a player, that doesn't mean that he's locked in. I can move him out if I need to free up some salary. I'm going to do my best also to only use the core. It's possible that I could pivot to, you know, another player, perhaps somebody I mentioned earlier in the pod. But the idea here is that we, you know, break it down position by position and find different tiers of players based on salary, and then use that that group to form a lineup for tonight. So let's do it. All right, so the first player that I'm going to go with is I'm just going to go with a stud here. I'm going to go with Nikola Jokic. I love him in this matchup against the Clippers. You know, his usage is off the charts. He's going to be somewhat heavily owned, but, you know, he's just got great upside. I mean, you know, 50 points, you know, it just seems likely for him. So I'm going to go with him. And it's possible that I could get off of him if need be, just as a reminder. Okay, so we got Jokic locked in. Let's go over to point guard, and we're going to lock in Raymond Felton. I'm feeling really good about him getting nice minutes, nice return on value. So we're going to lock in Raymond Felton. Shooting guard. You know, we've got a high-priced player in Jokic already, so there's no chance I'm going to even consider Harden or Giannis. I'm going to go with Devin Booker. Devin Booker at 6,500. Small forward. I'm going to pay down big time, and I'm going to go with Joe Ingles. I like Joe Ingles in this matchup. You know, even if he just gets me 20, 25 points, I feel good about that with the $3,700 salary. Sticking with the small forward position, I'm going to go with Jimmy Butler. That recency bias is going to depress his ownership. Just needs 40 points, you know, to be a solid play. I think that's highly likely. I can see him getting over 50. All right. Moving over to center. I'm going to put in Tyson Chandler at 5,700. Yes. Do I want to use Tyson or do I want to use Robin Lopez? I'm going to go with Tyson Chandler. I don't see Robin Lopez having 40 point upside, and I do with Chandler. So let's go with him. So it looks like we have 6,600 remaining per player. So I'm definitely going to have to pay down somewhere because I want to get Kemba in. So I'm going to put Kemba in at 7,900. That knocks me down to 5,950. I got to fill a shooting guard and a power forward. All right, let's put Tony Allen in there and see what happens. 7,300 remaining at power forward. So I've got Marvin Williams and I've got Zach Randolph. I could put Zach Randolph in at 5,900, and that leaves me with 1,400 remaining. I don't want to leave 1,400 on the table. I'm okay with leaving 400 on the table, but I'm not okay with leaving 1,400 on the table. So I think what might make sense for me is to get off of Joe Ingles and take my 5,100 and use Michael Kidd-Gilchrist. I mentioned him in the small forward mid-range section of the pod. You know, I just love that matchup. And that'll give me an extra Charlotte player, you know, outside of just Kemba in this lineup. So, all right. We've used all 60,000. Just to recap this lineup, you have Kemba, Walker, and Raymond Felton at point guard. You've got Devin Booker and Tony Allen at shooting guard. You've got Jimmy Butler and Michael Kidd-Gilchrist at small forward. Nikola Jokic and Zach Randolph at the power forward position. And last but not least, you got Tyson Chandler at center. Looks good. Saving this lineup, screenshotting it, and putting it in later into my FanDuel lineup. Come see me in the Roto Grinders $2 single entry tournament. It seems like a pretty solid field. I think it's almost 30,000 people. First prize I want to say is $4,500. I don't have FanDuel open right now, but yeah, last night the lineup we recommended on the pod, I used it and you know, got in the money, won $4, so pretty happy about that. But yeah, that's it, guys. Hope that this helps. I wish you the best of luck in your lineups construction tonight and your matchups, whether you're doing GPPs or cash games, 50-50s, whatever. All the best of luck. You can follow me on Twitter at Josh Fern. That's at JOSHFERN. You can, of course, follow Sean, the godfather of this podcast, at Hey Mr. Kane. That's at HEYMRKANE. Check us out. Reach out to us on Twitter. Any questions, we'll try our best to answer them. Yeah. So we'll see you next time. And again, good luck. See ya.